CHIRLA, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, is holding a week-long legal clinic in Los Angeles to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of DACA, the federal program that has helped young undocumented immigrants remain in the country they call home. Areli Hernandez, a volunteer with CHIRLA, says she'll be helping out all week at the legal clinic. She says DACA recipients should renew their DACA status at least 6 months in advance to ensure they don't end up being left out of the program.
But also we are looking at what else can be done for everyone else, for DACA, TPS, and those that don't qualify for these programs. And one of the things we're working on is updating the registry. The registry date is a date that exists already in immigration law. And it's almost like an expiration date that says you waited long enough, you can now apply for a green card.
Due to legal challenges to DACA, the federal government is not processing new applicants. Hernandez says there is a registry that has not been updated since 1986. The registry states that if you arrived before 1972, you can apply for a green card. But the near 600,000 DACA recipients who were brought to the U.S. as children after 1972 and grew up here hang in the balance, awaiting a ruling to a legal challenge to DACA filed by Texas and eight Republican-leading states. A panel of Republican judges at the Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans heard the challenge last month. They were Chief Judge Priscilla Richmond, an appointee of President George W. Bush, and two Donald Trump appointees, James C. Ho and Judge Kurt Engelhard. With much uncertainty, Hernandez shares some final words for undocumented people.
Find a community. That's the one thing that you can do. Find community, find people that will be your partners and that will really help you and build healthy relationships. I come from the generation that was undocumented and very afraid. And one thing I learned in the movement is that the fear is reasonable, but it doesn't mean we have to live in it every day, that we can live in our freedom.
DACA has faced numerous court challenges since then President Barack Obama created it by executive order in 2012. Former President Donald Trump moved to end the program, but a U.S. Supreme Court decision determined that he had not done it properly, bringing it back to life and allowing for new applications. Since then, Texas led a lawsuit against it, once again putting the lives of hundreds of thousands in limbo. I'm Pamela Estrada for KPFA.